The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening to The Commuters.
Okay, if it takes 40 minutes to get downtown and I leave at 7:15...
You're still late.
I didn't even finish the math.
Didn't need to. You ever realize most of our TMU memories happen between home and campus? That was basically our first year at TMU.
Hey everyone, I'm Serena, your co-host, caffeine enthusiast, and professional commuter survivor.
And I'm Rocio, equally caffeinated, equally lost, and definitely ready to share all the mistakes we made so you can laugh at them.
And fun fact about us,
we're cousins. We started this podcast because there's a whole world between home and campus that nobody talks about.
Exactly. The chaos, the early mornings, the, oh no, I missed my stop again, panic attacks, all of it.
Hey, do you want to change the meaning of being a commuter?
We're Rocio and Serena from the weekly podcast, The Commuters. And you're listening to Spirit Live, the station where TMU students bring their stories to life.
Welcome to The Commuters, the podcast about surviving TMU life one bus ride at a time and turning all that commuter stress into laughs, perspective, and maybe even a little relief.
Each week, we're diving into the wild, weird, and sometimes tragic stories of commuting. From missed stops to subway surprises, we've got it all. And our goal is simple: to take some of the transit negativity off of your shoulders.
Think of it as your survival guide. If your guide was a little sleep-deprived, very dramatic, and maybe a bit therapeutic.
Today, we're taking you back to where it all began. Our first year commuter fails.
We're sharing the moments that define our TMU experience, and maybe yours too.
To everyone standing by the train doors pretending not to make eye contact, this one's for you. Rocio, do you remember your first commuting experience?
I do. I remember the first day coming to TMU. I had to take the subway for the first time. I'd never taken it by myself before. So I remember being really nervous, and I was so scared of, like, getting lost. I remember I had to go all the way to Finch Station and then down to Dundas at, like, 7 a.m., so I had to wake up at 6 a.m. I was not used to that at all. Felt like a zombie every day. I literally remember getting to witness sunrise of how early I had to wake up for my first day of commuting and coming to TMU. I remember, like, I started asking people questions around me just to make sure I knew where I was. And I was just really, really nervous of getting lost. I think that was my biggest fear the first time that I was commuting. I would say the first time was okay. You know, I managed to get to Dundas. But I think another thing was, like, the overstimulation of sounds on the subway in the morning.
For sure.
Right? Like, people chatting. And especially at that time is when everybody is commuting to go downtown. So you could hear people chatting, people eating, people on their phones. But yeah, I would definitely say, like, that all the sounds were really overstimulating, and that kind of, like, made me more self-aware of my surroundings because there was so many things happening. What about you?
No, yeah, for sure. My first experience was really similar, where honestly, I was pretty terrified because of, especially, like, stories from the news.
Yeah.
Those, like, horror stories. But yeah, I was scared I was going to get on the wrong subway or go the wrong way, even though it was Finch. So I only had one way to go. But
because there's two sides.
Yeah. So it threw me off a little. But I remember asking people for help and asking a bunch of questions, texting my sister, worried I would get lost. But I got through it. It was, as you said, pretty overstimulating for the first time. And little did I know, it was not going to change for the next few years.
Nope. No, I think, like, there's a lot of things we've experienced, which we will get to soon and talk about some encounters we've had and some of our experiences we share together commuting. But what about, like, most recently? Would you say it's changed?
I think definitely not the environment. It's been the same commuting experiences, mm-hmm. but I think me as a person, I have grown and learned that you can't really do anything about it and you just have to make the best of it, right? So now I just learn to listen to music, put my headphones in, just noise cancellation, maybe take a nap.
Honestly, taking naps, though, you have to take naps with, like, one ear open, though, when you're commuting.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So true. I do find that whenever I'm with someone, I don't fall asleep. But if I'm commuting by myself, I'll fall asleep in an instant. I guess it's because you don't have anyone to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Which ties back to when we would commute together, right?
Exactly.
We took the subway for first and second year together.
Yeah.
Those were some fun and interesting experiences.
Lots of encounters, lots of stories we definitely have.
Yeah. But I mean, now it's just me alone on the subway.
Yeah, so now I'm taking the GO train, which it's honestly less, like, overstimulating.
Yeah, I've heard it's a whole new world.
Yeah, it is a whole new world. But I'm definitely still, like cautious of my surroundings. And, like, I definitely was lost my first time taking the GO train as well. But now I feel like I can take naps and feel more relaxed in the environment. But needless to say, I still have learned how to, like, get through commuting, especially because our commutes are equally as long.
Yeah.
I feel like because our commutes are so long, too, we spent so much time either on the train, on the subway, on a bus, that we've kind of have had to learn how to, like, I don't want to say, like, live on them, but you know what I mean? Like, do work, have lunch, dinners, commuting. You know what I mean?
No, yeah, for sure. We've kind of had to adapt and learn how to kind of live on transit between school and home. I think one of the biggest struggles as a commuter, or at least, like, having almost an hour-long commute to school.
Sometimes even longer. I think for me, first year was like an hour and a half.
Yeah, almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
And I think the biggest struggle is having 8 a.m.s or very late classes, because you either have to wake up really early or commute late at night, when honestly it's not ideal because it's kind of scary.
Yeah. And then I remember us getting home at like almost midnight. There was an incident in first year where we had an 8 a.m. together. The same day we had a 5 to 10 p.m. So we would have like a 6 hour gap. And usually non-commuters, they can just go back home, you know, take a nap. Whereas we kind of had to adapt to that.
Yeah, taking naps on campus.
Yep.
Going to the gym, just trying to kill time.
Yeah, finding things to do, doing our work when we started getting more assignments and more projects. But I think that was definitely like a struggle of being a commuter. But yeah, and then I remember once our class was done at 10 p.m., we had to commute back and it was already dark. And honestly, like you said, it was a little bit scary, right? I mean, we had each other, but also we were so tired.
Yeah, we were like half asleep.
Yeah, we didn't want to really fall asleep on the subway. And it was definitely something we had to get used to.
But yeah, that was like a crazy experience, having that 8 a.m. and then late night class. And it created some fun memories and some chaotic memories too.
Yeah, and I feel like now we have stories to share from commuting.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously, some of them are funny, some of them are scary, but we've definitely created moments that have turned into stories and learning experiences as well.
It turns something that can be kind of like ugh and makes it into something kind of lighthearted and fun, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Something you can relate to with other people, because this is a commuting school.
Exactly.
And a lot of people have to go through the same experiences.
Yeah, and I feel like as we talk to other people as well, you get to see, oh, hey, like, we have experienced the same thing. We understand each other, and that's how you can relate to other people at this school. So what's the takeaway from our first year commuter chaos? Honestly, it's that every missed stop or awkward subway moment is part of the story. The commute isn't just a trip. It's where we grew, we laughed, we panicked, and we learned to survive the TMU life.
Exactly, and that's why we're starting a new tradition on this podcast, Transit Tales. Every week, we'll be sharing the wildest, weirdest, and most unforgettable commuter stories from us, our friends, and you, our listeners.
Next week, we're going to be talking about how to survive the commute. Tips, tricks, and secrets we've learned along the way, so your daily transit isn't a nightmare.
Because at TMU, getting there is half the story.
And this podcast tells the rest.
Wait, do you hear that?
I think I do. What is it?
That means it's time for Station Break,
where we play games, do challenges, and share stories each week. This week, we're doing a Would You Rather Transit edition.
Woo!
Woo! Okay, Serena, are you ready for your first question?
So ready.
Bus or subway?
I'd have to say bus. Main reason, because there's no service on the subway. So on the bus, I can do work and just be on my phone. And I think overall, it's just less smelly.
Less smelly?
Well, yeah. Now it's your turn. Would you rather stand near the door or squeeze for a seat?
I definitely stand near the door because I always like being the first one out of the subway. And I feel like if you try to squeeze in for a seat, you're going to feel all like claustrophobic. I don't like that feeling.
That's fair. I personally do not like to stay standing on a subway all the way home. So I typically look for the empty seat, but...
Depends how long.
Yeah,
depends how long, but usually I don't like when there's so many people, so I'll just stand.
Or, like, near the end of the ride, I'll go towards the door.
Exactly.
Because I want to run out, be the first one out.
Quiet commute or loud commute?
I personally would like a quiet commute, so I can hear the music in my ears, or... I mean... I guess sometimes it's nice, like, hearing others talk and, like, knowing you're not just alone on the subway. But, yeah, I prefer a quiet commute. Okay, next one for you. Coffee before or after the ride?
I would definitely say before commuting.
Or maybe even would you take your coffee on the ride?
Okay, then I would definitely say on the ride, so before even getting to campus, so then I'm not falling asleep during my class, especially if I have an 8 a.m. or an early class. Okay, book, podcast, or music when you're commuting?
I think it depends on my vibe or mood that day, but usually it's music because it'll uplift me and just make me feel a little more energized for the day. And for me to stay awake during the commute, either home or to school. No more questions.
And that's all for this week's Station Break.
We'd also like to end the episode with a few questions for our listeners to think about.
Yeah, maybe when you're commuting to campus or taking the train back home.
My first question would be if you're a commuter or maybe you live on campus, how do you think your life would be a little different, say, if roles were reversed?
And next time you're commuting, ask yourself, is there something positive about my experience today rather than negative or chaotic? Thank you for listening to the first episode of The Commuters. See you next week at our next stop.